Track 11. Now we have a lovely piece from one of our readers. A first novel, a second chance, a three-legged kitten, and a fourth cat in the family for Norfolk artist and friend to us all, Sam Elmhurst.
Honeysuckle, the three-legged kitten, might one day be the star of a novel or a film. Her backstory, from street cat in Corfu to pampered pet in Norfolk, is certainly action-packed. And, as her adopter, I have just published my first novel, which is the true story of another stray kitten's journey from the streets of a holiday island to a happy home. I'm a scientific animal illustrator and passionate cat lover. And with three cats already of my own, I thought I was limiting my love for further felines to just following the popular social media pages of a London rescue cat. And then I saw the story of holidaymakers in Corfu finding a kitten living in a storm drain. I helped out with the crowdfunding and followed Lucky's heartwarming journey to a safe haven on the Channel Islands. And I asked whether I could write the story. And it has just been published as A Cat in Hell's Chance, Lucky's Story, by Synergy and Light Publishing. It's a real feel-good rags-to-riches tale. But better than that, it's a true story. Better still, there is a living, breathing sequel in the ginger-furred form of Honeysuckle. I had never intended to have another cat. I already have three. There's Baba, my elderly black cat, who's 17 years old in September, and Dolly, my beautiful six-year-old ragdoll cross Persian cat. And then Simon, who's just turned two, a cheeky little black and white cat who came from the Cats Protection near Dereham. And then, browsing through online posts by the UK-based charity Agni Animal Welfare Fund, I saw pictures of a tiny ginger kitten found injured on a road in Corfu. It looked just like my beloved childhood kitten who had died after being hit by a car. Well, I left a comment on the post. Within minutes, I received a message back asking whether I was interested in adopting her. Within seconds, I'd chosen a name. Within days, Honeysuckle had to have a leg amputated, helped by crowdfunding, which I set up. And within weeks, a pet courier was delivering a kitten from Corfu to old Cossey. So many people wanted to help this little kitten get well again after such a traumatic start to her life. And now I knew exactly how Sonia, who adopted Lucky, had felt. Everyone has a stake in her now, too. She's a collective kitten. And as I prepared to welcome Honeysuckle, I began receiving cards and packages addressed to her from all over Europe, and I adapted the house. And this included buying a few miniature staircase sets so that she didn't have to jump up or down too far from things, and most importantly, the end of the bed. And since that first evening, when at last I was able to take her in my arms, I lift her up to my face and say, "Hello, little one," after wiping a tear, she has come on in leaps and bounds. The vet in Corfu called her a cataroo because of her funny little gait. Rude. And despite her only having three legs, she can actually do everything my four-footed beasties can do. And Honeysuckle has even appeared as a cover star on the London Cat Clinic's 2021 calendar. Soon, I hope to be able to see where Honeysuckle was first found and visit the grave of my great-great-grandfather after discovering family as well as feline links with Corfu. And when not rescuing or writing about cats, I'm a scientific illustrator, specialising in veterinary artwork for clients including the PDSA Animal Charity and the National Horse Racing Museum in Newmarket. And once, I accompanied a televised Christmas lecture from the Royal Institution of Great Britain by Professor Alice Roberts, painting a horse skeleton of a horse onto a live horse.